All right, well, let's take a look at our final film here, and this one is Hannah Montana, the movie.
Oh, must we? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, we can.
Go for it, honey.
All right, hopefully she doesn't go down the Lindsay Lohan road
here. Oh, let's pray for
her. Yeah. All right, Hannah Montana, the movie, a breezy romance with music in which teenage singer Miley Cyrus, who has gained fame under the pseudonym Hannah Montana, is forced by her concerned father, played by her real father, Billy Ray Cyrus, to retreat temporarily from her hectic career and spend time with him and her grandmother on the Tennessee farm where
not
she grew
her
up.
Not her real grandmother.
No, not a real grandmother, yeah, okay. Played by Margot Martindale.
But in the movie.
If you need to know. Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
All right, while she's there, she falls for a local farmhand played by Lucas Till, while fending off British paparazzo Peter Gunn out to reveal the secret of her persona. Director Peter Chelmson's delightfully innocent country idol and by...
You're getting all choked up, honey. Are you thinking this might be okay?
The delightfully innocent country idol emphasizes humility, simplicity, and the primacy of family obligations over professional goals. Oh, I just can't stand it anymore. This one is A1 General Patronage Rated G2. Oh, Hannah Montana.
Hallelujah.
Dare we say it? I think T. Scott Marr might enjoy Hannah Montana the movie. You know, he kind of reminds me of Billy Ray Cyrus.
He does.
He does. Look at that. He does. He could. I could see one of his daughters having a pseudonym of a rock star goddess. Soccer player.
I'm sorry, T. She's only had one cup of coffee. I'll get her another one.